Hi, welcome to Gaze Planet, the monthly podcast where two boyfriends kiki about K-pop. I'm Miles.
I hate that.
I mean, that might change the byline. Well, we're back. This was a show.
After our hiatus for...
We were focusing on our studies. So this was a show where we were recapping the show Boys Planet, and we're kind of doing a catch-up on, like, looking at the groups that came out of that show, what we thought of, think about Zero Base One, kind of other shows that we've watched, and then we're going to talk about our 2023, like, top five favorite songs. But this is a launch episode for season two. We want to do this every month.
Miles wants to do this every month.
I want to do this every month. But this first episode is really just a catch-up. And then from here on out, you know, it's kind of be like a look back at a month in K-pop. But right now we have a lot of, like, things to look back on. Okay, so, I mean, let's start this episode just talking about Zero Base One. We haven't had a chance to talk about their debut, their comeback, the hair, all of it. So they debuted with Youth in the Shade. That was our album. The song was In Bloom.
The shade of it all.
Yeah, that's gay-coded even just the title. But, and then they recently came back with Crush, which is off their Melting Point album. Yeah, Andy, I mean, how has Zero Base One been for you? I feel like you like them. I feel like you liked In Bloom, right?
No, I like In Bloom, but I mean, I don't follow them at all. No. So. And I was struggling to remember all of their names when we watched it.
It is weird. It's tricky because we have like a top five, which we'll go through later, but that does not include Zero Base One. Like, it's like...
No, when I put them on playlists this year.
Yeah. But like other groups have like gotten in the way, I think, of us truly following them.
I mean, I didn't care on the show. So.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
That carried on.
I'm really excited that they're so huge. Like, it's cool that this show that we invested hours in, like, this is a top group.
Go our boys.
Go. Okay. Well, we just watched some live stages just to prep for this. And who's popping and who's fading in their new era? To me, it's the same people.
Oh, yeah. It's the ones we loved. Ricky.
Ricky is honestly the star to me a little bit. Because he just looks distinct and he's getting a little his own moment.
Yeah, it seemed like he has a lot of... He's standing and other people are crouching and he, like, fully has the stage, which... It's not just, like, I'm in the center while everyone's dancing. It's, like, I am the only person.
Well, I think the fact that even on Boys Planet, he had, like, his own branding.
Yeah.
Like, Boss Baby Ricky and, like, his whole tall, rich, and handsome or whatever the hell it was. And then he had his new branding about being a role model.
And wearing blonde hair the whole time.
Yeah, and it's almost like he still has maintained that. He's still like, I'm the one with blonde hair. You're wearing all dark vests. I'm wearing a white vest. Like,
And then Zhang Hao, mm-hmm. I mean, is being shoved down our throats.
Yes.
When you watch.
And I like it. Tastes good.
Normally, I'm not complaining.
I'm quenched.
I feel like they, in the videos and stuff, are just, like, shoving him down your throats, which...
That's what Won Young was for IZ*ONE. They really... She was like, I'm the queen of this group. Like, they really... They're kind of doing the same thing. I don't really get the vibe with Kepler, but...
Oh, that would be Shen Xiaoting now.
It's not supposed to be Shen Xiaoting, but it is.
Yeah.
And I don't mind it. But yeah, Zhang Hao pushed.
Yeah, Chinese are ruling these...
Yeah.
Mnet
groups. Wait, yeah. They were like, we don't want any Japanese people.
Wait, we just listed two Chinese people.
Yeah. Wow, Shen Xiaoting too, yeah.
To me, the group, it's like two tent poles between Ricky and Zhang Hao.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky is always going to have a Ricky part, and Zhang Hao is always going to have, like... big center part, and then the other people are, like, fighting over scraps.
I disagree to an extent, because we just watched, like, we watched the fan cam stage, which I think when you're watching a zoomed out fan cam, and a lot of them have the same hair, it's easy to lose people, but I remember watching the Crush teaser and then video, and I was like, Sung Hanbin is slaying the children.
Boots.
Like, his facial expressions, which we don't see on a stage cam like that, but I was like, he is just, like, he knows what this music, how it's supposed to, he knows the facials, like.
Yeah.
So I think he's a standout when you watch, like, video clips on your computer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and we haven't mentioned Tae Rae at all, but he's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like Tae Rae is just pushed all the way to the side, mm-hmm. and then they're like, okay, well, we need you to get in the center for the big note, and then go back to the back.
He's a high note machine.
Yeah.
So... Of all of these groups that have come out, like, because there's so many, I think they did it right this time, where, like, so many groups are debuting very quickly with people from the show, so before we, like, forget about contestants, they're already debuting and in our face. That's, like, One Pact, which has, like, Jay and Jungkook and Yedam and Sungmin. Jay had a solo besides that. Hui had a solo. Evni, even. Fuck. Even. I hate
Where
their name.
Where did you get Evnie from?
Because it's spelled E-V-N-N-E. So I say Evnie.
Okay.
Evnie. No, fuck. Even, formerly Blit.
Always. I'll always be Blit. A Blit girl.
That was maybe the best thing that happened in K-pop last year was their name changing from Blit because people tweeting about, like, Tickle My Blit. And, like, just thinking about the Korean marketing execs in a boardroom that had to be like, is Blit boy clit? Like,
yeah, what do they have to Google?
I hate, just to go on a diet, I hate their name because their name stands for Evening's Newest Etoiles.
Those are common words we use.
And I'm like, just call them Etoile, then. Maybe that's ugly. I mean, it's a French word. Maybe it's ugly in Korean, but I'm like, they could have just been Etoile. So I thought that, like, to me, I thought that Even was going to be the big group to pay attention to because it has, like, all the heavy hitters, like Keita and Park Hanbin and, like, Jihoo and stuff. And their music is, like, fun. It's hard-hitting.
Yeah.
But they have kind of the rappers to pull it off.
I liked Ugly, which we just watched. I had never heard Better Than Crush.
Yeah, I like their B-sides a lot, I think, more. But Ampersand won. I hate their name. They should just be called Ampersand. That's the group with Camden and Brian, the Canadians. And also someone named Jiho, who was in one of the Danger Stages that was terrible. He's also in this group. I just feel like I have to mention him because he was in the show. Okay, but Ampersand won. That was the best of the whole bunch to me. Was their song On and On. The music video is a college concept. That one was great. Camden's great. He's all over the song. He's actually rapping and playing with flow. We read this website called The Bias List, which is amazing. It's just this guy that reviews, like, every new song that comes out. He really liked On and On, and he was like, because the rap breakdown is amazing. And I'm like, that's Camden. It's pure Camden. Never slow down, never slow down. Talk to them, a poke town. We pop and pop. Break the rules, yes, I'm with the we vibing. Turning point, give a shot, no, yeah. Drop it, drop it, drop it, like a tie. So, props to your mama. Also, what's funny about that group is you know it's Gen Z because besides Camden, there's also Kyrell and Makaya. So the Gen Z names are in K-pop at last. We need like a Braxton or like
a... And Jaden debuts.
Yeah, we need like a Lincoln or like any of that. Yeah, so I mean that's catching up on like Zero Base One, all the other groups that came out, Hui, whatever. But we watched other shows this year too. I think we can just like touch on them because Boys Planet was really like the beginning of that year, but very quickly there was an avalanche of other shows. So Andy, do you remember anything that you watched and liked?
We watched Queendom Puzzle.
Would you recommend?
I think if you like that genre of show, then yeah, you need to watch it.
But what genre of show was? To me, it was a hybrid genre. It was like half a Queendom season and half like a Girls Planet, Boys Planet season. It was like...
Oh yeah, I guess. I mean, I love that they eliminated people. I thought that actually added stakes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, you just got to know people you never would have interacted with.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what I like about the Queendom shows is you just get to know all these groups and individual members. So Queendom Puzzle was almost even more of that. I liked it. I don't know if I'd recommend it. I liked the first two episodes where they each have to individually perform and upvote or downvote their peers. I think that was the most exciting thing of the show, and it never hit that height again.
Yeah.
Of, like, shade.
Yeah, I think they needed to make it more... I mean, I know that no K-pop fan would agree with this, but I'm like, they just need to make it shadier.
Yeah.
And more, like, backstabby. And yeah. More, like, secret votes.
I mean, it was a little bit, like, when they had to line up behind Kay...
Yeah, we need to do that times a thousand.
Or the Rocket Punch girl.
Yeonhee.
When they had to line up behind them, and she started crying. That was good TV. That
I know, and she's my favorite from that whole show. And she's
she got
amazing.
She got in the group.
And her Dum Dum was like a studio recording.
Oh yeah.
It was incredible.
That was honestly, that's the high point of the whole show is maybe Yeonhee's
her story arc.
Story arc.
Of never being recognized until the end.
She thought of that bubble idea and they didn't even let her be in the bubble.
Oh yeah.
Bora was in the bubble. She didn't even get to pop the bubble on TV.
Yeah.
That's so shitty. Of Bora.
Miles hates Bora.
I do. I'd be more excited about that group if their name wasn't L's Up. Because I like Cheeky. I like their song. And
yeah.
But if they had just been called Mosaic with a Z, which is what everyone wanted them to be called.
Mosaic with a 7.
Oh, yeah. here's my thing. Never put a number in your group's name, but if it's a temporary group, put a number in it because no one's going to leave during your 1.5 year contract. Like, then do the number.
We also watched, A2K.
I'm newly re-obsessed.
With the girls or the show? With
the girls. So A2K was a show, it's a JYP show. They produced their first American girl group on this show. Those girls just debuted they're called Vicha, and they just debuted with Girls of the Year, which is a bop.com/ I love it.
I would say every song they have on Spotify, I enjoy.
All five songs.
Some are cringe, but I still, like, listen to them. Yeah. I listened to them on my bike ride to work the other day, and I was like, this is great.
I like all of those girls, so it's a satisfying show when you watch it and you're like, okay, I love everyone that made it. I
mean, and it has story arcs, it has risers and fallers, and it has true surprises.
Yeah.
And some really great stages.
Yeah.
I mean, low production, but the execution.
The growth on that show is, that's what you don't really get from like a Boys Planet or Girls Planet. You don't really get a ton of growth because they're already trained fairly well. And they don't get a lot of like help really. But the growth on a show like Neezy Project or A2K like is crazy.
They're like, I've never sung and I learned this song 3 days ago. So they're not good at the beginning. And now they're singing choruses.
And doing vocal runs and like.
Yeah.
That as a fan makes me very invested because I'm like, I was there for the growth.
At one point they do a vocal challenge and Savannah takes down the octave of the song that she's singing, the Adele song.
Takes down the key.
And then JYP, after she sings her song, is just like, okay, but let's see if you could do it.
And he plays it on a keyboard in front of her.
Yeah. And then she does. And then he's like, now let's go higher. Now let's go higher.
Yeah.
And she goes much higher than she was doing.
And she's like never sung before. And he's like, I think you could be an incredible singer. And you can hear it too as a viewer. You're like, well, her vocal tone is really nice. Like the sound of her singing voice, maybe she can't do much with it. And now she's great. So I would highly recommend it. And it's all on YouTube. So you don't have to deal with like weird commercials and.
It'll make you feel warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. Okay. So because it's February, we're recording this on the 1 year anniversary of Boys Planet's premiere. That's our excuse for this being this late. But because it's February already, we just want to go over our top five songs of 2023 just to see, to compare. We don't know what each other's are. We kind of like have inklings, but I don't know what his ranking is. So we're going to kind of read them simultaneously and then just see who has bad taste. Okay, so our top five songs of 2023 coming in at number five,
Drowning. One More Time by BB Girls.
Wow. Yeah, I almost forgot about that song. Well, let's play
a clip. I also forgot about it until I made my 16 contenders.
Let's play a clip.
I just imagine if we were out at a bar dancing, and if that song came on, it would be, like, amazing
in a
club setting. And then I love that it's called One More Time because their group broke up, but they're like, but we back.
Do you even know what the song I said was?
By Bobby?
Drowning by Bobby.
He's the one who has the bad teeth?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that one. It's like city pop-ish rapping. Baby, won't you ride? Won't you ride? We'll take downtown, then I can
take you on an OP. Going on down, I'm about to blend leave. Yeah, it's the first song I've heard that's rapping over like a city pop type production. I'd never heard that. It just felt so fresh to me, and it just feels like so cool when I'm listening to it. And the guest singer is like, see you looking at my thick thighs, and I'm like, this song is fucking good. Okay, number four. 3, 2, 1.
Back Maniac to the
City by Kepler.
By BBs.
Wow, I'm actually surprised by Andy's. Maniac, maniac, maniac. Why is that a four?
It's just an earworm for me. I sing it at work all the time. The choreo is amazing because each chorus is a different choreo.
Mm.
I love that there's three. I love that we got to know them on Queendom. I know who's singing at all times.
Mm-hmm.
They have their strengths. And it's just, it's so good.
Yeah, I head back to the city by Kepler.
Great.
Yeah, every time I'm like, is this in my top five? And then I listen to the chorus and I'm like, that sparkly 80s melody, it's just so pop and it's just so, like, it reminds me of Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. I don't know. I love that song. That wasn't even the title track.
Should have been. Because our fans would have been like,
the 80s are old. Okay, number three. 3, 2, 1.
Hold On Tight. Hold On Tight by Aespa.
Oh, the Tetra song?
It's amazing.
It really is.
It's just so unexpected. it just takes something familiar and gives it a twist you didn't know you needed. I've played it at parties where people don't listen to K-pop and they're like, what is this song? It's so fun.
They're like, information overload, or whatever they're saying. It's so pop. Like, it's just, it's weird. It's, like, dark, but...
Yeah, it's great. Also, we play Tetris a lot, so...
Yeah, and you guys, we're huge... We actually are huge Tetris players, weirdly. We play...
Not good, but we play a lot.
No, you're good. I look at you, I think of you as a good Tetris player. Yeah, this is where I put I Am by IVE. This is, like, just a big, bombastic, like, declaration of a song, and it's... fantastic. It sounds like Eurovision. This song could win Eurovision or be robbed at Eurovision. So good job, skinny girls. Okay, number two. Three, two, one.
Vroom, Kitty Guitar vroom, by Rise. By Weekly.
Whoa. Are you shocked by any of mine? I'm shocked by all of yours.
No, because I know you like all these songs.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's listen to a second of Get a Guitar. It was a really late addition for me. I don't think I started really seriously listening to it until I was making this list. And I was like, oh, I should... Like, it wasn't even initially in my top 10. And I'm like, oh. And then I just kept listening to it and listening to it at the gym. And I was like, it's just so repeatable. And like... It's almost dorky in like an 80s way that takes me back to like my early childhood. Like it's nostalgic a little bit. I think the part where they go like, dope, 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 yeah, is super nostalgic. So that, I don't know. It's just so well made. That's why it beat out I Am. I was like, it's just, it's more listenable and it's just so surprising. I don't know. I could speak about it forever.
To me, I Am is like an exhausting song to listen to. It feels like a whole opera in one song.
You guys listen, find the show Golden Girls by JYP, where he makes, it's like a 4-episode show where he makes, we need to finish it. But episode 2 of that, JYP makes a girl group of like singers in their 50s and 60s, and one of them sings I Am by IVE, but she takes it down a key so she can sing that high note in her full voice, not in falsetto, and it's like bone chilling. But anyway, Andy, what was your number 2?
Vroom Vroom by Weekly, who I didn't know anything about. Weekly until we watch Kingdom Puzzle.
Andy is a daily.
Oh, yeah. Vroom Vroom is so good. You can just listen to it again and again and again.
Mm-hmm. It's another song that I think is extremely well made. In the sense of, like, the pacing. It paces perfectly. It all builds up to, like, that.
It's a build up to a moment.
Yeah, I dismissed it when I first heard it, but then everybody was like, no, just listen to it, like, 5 times. So I was like, oh, yeah, like.
It's soft but powerful.
Yeah. You're number 2. Wow. Above the Tetris song. Okay, our number 1 songs of 2023. Why are you, like, nervous? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
I Bet Am.
Bet on Me by ITZY. And you had I Am.
I Am by IVE.
Bet on Me.
Amazing.
It's like, people complain about the whole cake era and whatever. And like, even the era they're in now, the Unstoppable stuff. I'm like, I don't care because I got Bet on Me out of them. And like, they could break up now and I'm fine. Like, honestly, that's how I feel. I'm like, ITZY is so bombastic and like, they're cool girls. But I'm like, this is them being sad girls. And something about ITZY being sad is so powerful.
Something about seeing the IT girls being vulnerable.
Yeah. And Leah makes that song. That's why, like, ITZY's going on tour, and I'm like, I'm not even interested because Leah's not on tour. Because that song, like, made me firmly bias Leah. What she does vocally in that song. She makes, like, the first verse exciting to listen to. She makes the second verse exciting. She makes the bridge exciting. She makes the chorus exciting. Like, to me, she is, like, all over that. Oh, and she went blonde. That was important, too. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry to steal your I Am thunder by having already said it, but...
Yeah, I mean, I listened to it when it came out, and then I didn't listen to it, I think, until December when I was making a top 10 list, and I have not been able to get it out of my head. It's just so good. I just wish I liked... I like all of IVE's songs, and I don't care about IVE.
As people.
I don't find them compelling performers. 2024 resolutions. Fall in love with the girls of IVE.
My bias is,
Ray is the best.
Ray, yeah, Ray. It's all about Ray. Is anyone else saying that? It's like, I thought it was going to be Eugene because I knew her from IZ*ONE and she's super talented. But then I was like, who's this regular girl that walked onto set in pigtails and is now rapping? Like,
yeah. She adds color to their songs, which they desperately need. And then honorable mention to Macaroni Cheese by Young Posse, which we love.
Guys, I had to write, I got laid off my job, whatever. But my job that I was at, I had to write an award ceremony, and I got to put in the music that people walked up to the awards to. And you know I got Macaroni and Cheese into that award ceremony, and the head of our company had to walk up to it and accept an award.
That's art. Just...
the video is incredible. The girls themselves.
The girls are
amazing.
Full 100% committed.
Yeah.
They are like oozing
cheese.
And it's just so camp. And I feel like they're in on the joke.
To debut with a novelty hit.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
We love.
So this was a catch-up episode with y'all. We want to come back monthly. We have big things planned, and I'm saying that because
I have
nothing planned, but I have a guest in mind, so for the next episode. So we want to do this just monthly, just to have like an ongoing conversation with the fans. I mean, our Spotify stats for our podcast were honestly shocking. I think had listeners in like over 60 countries. For 600 people, we were in their top 5 podcasts. So that's why we wanted to come back and just have something monthly.
What's our concept for this era? And which one of us has blonde hair? I want to do, like, 60s cowboy. I want, like, a blonde, like, front. Like, my bangs to be blonde in some way that, like, makes sense. We never see hombres in K-pop, so I want to do that.
So, we'll plug our socials, but we have an Instagram page now. You can just follow us on Gaze Planet Pod. I just wanted that to be a place, like, a lot of fans reached out and messaged us, especially me, just talking about the show, like, our last season of this podcast.
Literally only you.
Only me.
Which is fine.
But I want to have a place, like, I have an Instagram where it's just, like, you can just comment on I'll put up, like, an episode thumbnail, and you can just comment about stuff that we're talking about. Then, you know, everyone can see everyone else that's talking. We can chime in. It's just all in one place. It's not as private as messaging me. You can still message me. I just, like, that seems way more fun. So, that's Gaze Planet Pod on Instagram. And then we have our own Instagrams. There's a photo of us on there that's tagged if you want to find our own personals. And that's the show, Mama. So, I don't know why it always gets like Drag Race at the end. Thanks and fighting.
Fighting.